Roisman Development will receive nearly $13 million worth of tax breaks for remodeling a low-income housing complex in Camden, despite owing New Jersey $6 million in unpaid loans. State Senator Nicholas Scutari, a North Jersey Democrat, says enough is enough.
Well, it kind of flies in the face of common sense, doesn't it? We can't keep giving people discounts when they haven't paid what they owe.
Under Scutari's bill, a company that owes back taxes won't be eligible for future credits until it squares with the state. But to the broader point, business projects in Camden have received nearly $630 million over the past year. Great news for Camden, right? Business professor Gwendolyn Harris from Rutgers Camden says not necessarily.
Many times legislators and or executive branch officials rush to offer incentives without clearly indicating what are the anticipated and expected outcomes.
She says incentives work if they go to businesses that can feed into each other and the community, and they can account for things like long-term tax payments and jobs. Many businesses coming to Camden are bringing existing employees with them, and Mayor Dana Redd says she can't say how many Camden residents will get hired because of the incentives. For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.